Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Taron Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
It is Purple Monday here at the Taron Copeland Experience.
Purple bleeping bleeping Monday.
Hope you guys had a great weekend. I'm loving this weather. I love it. I wish it was like this all the way through August. It'd be fantastic.
Except for the flooding.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to rain as much. I just like the overcast. It's fantastic. It's not so hot.
We got saved after the flooding.
So a lot of stuff going on over the weekend. And, of course, the Rockies are closing out their first game against the Phillies right now. They're up 6-1, bottom of the ninth, or top of the ninth.
I don't know. It's in the ninth.
Yes.
And you get to the bottom of your ninth. Get to the bottom of your fifth.
What?
Oh, just, you know, you listen to the commercials. So I listen to the radio coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm old enough to remember what a radio is.
Yeah.
And so I'm listening in. And so usually I'm in about the fifth inning. And that's the best commercial ever. Where it's like, when you get to the bottom of your fifth, get to the bottom of your fifth. For a liquor store.
Oh. That's perfect.
Oh, yeah. It's the bottom of the fifth.
I wish I were at the bottom of my fifth right now.
Well, I wish I were at the top of mine.
I usually don't buy fifths. I buy, like, liters.
You buy the three-gallon drums.
Oh, I buy the liter.
The three-gallon drum of your best bathtub hooch.
In a bad week, a liter will last me 2 days.
Liter. Yeah. Take me to your leader. So if I asked you a question, do you think you could give me an honest answer?
Oh, sure.
Who's the best college sports program in the state?
University of Denver.
By far?
Yeah.
By far.
I mean, I wish I could say it was Colorado right now, but while they're improving and they have, they've been in contention for some national championships this year in skiing and cross-country running events, they are not right now challenging for their second major national championship like DU is.
Would you consider lacrosse and or hockey to be major?
I think hockey is. I think lacrosse, maybe not so much out here, but certainly back east, it's a big deal.
Do you realize that DU, when DU won their first ever lacrosse title 2 years ago, that was the first team ever in the history of lacrosse west of the Mississippi to win a title?
Yeah. I mean, it's
west
fantastic.
Of the Eastern time zone to win a title.
You know who, where DU, and it's too bad, and maybe if they ever expand, but they're still
never going to have a football team.
See, and that's the problem.
They're never going to have a football
team. Because they would look great in the Pac-12. I mean, DU has the academics, they've got all of those secondary sports, they're really good at all that. If they could get a football team, they'd look great in the Pac-12, right along with Colorado. Then you'd have a legit rivalry instead of this made-up rivalry we have with the Rammies.
I don't, and are you a DU grad? Is the only DU graduate here?
My sister is.
Oh, okay.
So it's in the family.
Yes. As the only DU graduate here, I'm not so sure I want football there because I think football would totally, consume the fact that they are excellent in so many different things. I mean, if you think about this, not only do they have, a national title in hockey, which is a huge deal. They are on the verge of, if they can get past number one Maryland, which we'll see. I mean, they looked.
Notre Dame.
It was ugly.
Crushed.
And the thing about Notre Dame is Notre Dame was considered one of the top teams this year.
And
DU and Notre Dame always seem to play.
Yeah.
And they don't like each other very much. And the fact that they did that to them, what a weapon Batiste is.
Yeah.
So for those of you who have no idea what lacrosse is, welcome to the team.
Now, actually, see,
soccer,
you know how I stand on soccer. Yeah. But lacrosse, I really enjoy.
Well, you know, when I was at Ithaca College, we had a pretty good lacrosse team for Division III, and it was a huge sport. I mean, there would be 1,000 people at games.
Sure.
for a Division III.
But that's in New York. I mean, like I said, lacrosse is big out east. It's picked up out here. I mean, you've got high school teams out here that are playing it. When I was in high school, we had no idea what lacrosse was. Had never heard of it. But now it's a regular thing.
But they it's right when people were talking about how amazing it was that Batiste, who plays for DU and is their so what they do is they have a featured face-off guy,
mm-hmm.
and he's by far the best.
He lost the first one and then didn't lose another one rest of the game.
20 for 20.
Yeah.
And...
Well, 20 for 21.
Well, he lost the first one, then he went 20 for 20.
Yeah.
Also, he's the first ever clearly only face-off guy
mm-hmm.
to ever be a finalist for the most valuable player of the year. Because he also has 10 goals, because he's big.
Sure.
And he's a monster.
And he gets you the ball.
And...
You jump out early on teams, especially in lacrosse, where scoring can happen so fast. You jump out early on teams.
Well, momentum can.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, momentum is a big thing. And it makes me, actually watching Batiste makes me dream a little bit back to the early 60s and late 50s when the best ever lacrosse player played for Syracuse.
Jim Brown.
And how awesome would it have been to see Jim Brown just running around killing people?
Probably would have been amazing. Of course, you know, no one probably took, you know, films of it. Or if those exist, I would love to see him. That would be awesome.
Well, Dick Schaap, the late Dick Schaap, actually played goalie in lacrosse for Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells the story of as they came in, the football team was kind of taking a look at him as they were, and they're like, my God, they let him carry a stick?
Right, yeah.
Because there was no need. But that kind of how it looked like for Batiste. I mean, he looks big. He looked very big, and like he looked like a powerful running back.
I don't think it would be. I mean, you look at Stanford. Stanford has a football team, and they excel. I mean, really excel, win a lot of national championships in secondary sports, quote unquote. So I don't think that just because you have a football team, and remember, DU had a football team for decades.
Well, yeah, from the 1890s to the 1910s.
Well, still counts. I mean, it's not like it hasn't ever been there.
I'm not sure DU has ever had a football team that required a face mask.
Probably not.
Or even a helmet, to be fair.
Well, they still wore leather helmets in the early aughts. The early 20th century, there were those leather helmets. But I don't think it would hurt the school. I think, if anything, it would only bring in more money and more prestige, and it's already a well-respected school nationally. They could be another Stanford.
See, I don't think they need. I don't think they need any. They don't need any more money.
Well,
they don't need any more prestige because they. I mean, the last two of the last three or four of the secretaries of states were graduates of DU.
Right. I mean, but it's why not?
Because I think that there's what DU has found is there's a model out there that's sort of like the old Big East model. Okay, so the Big East, for the most part, except for Syracuse and Boston College, I believe, and there might be one more, really didn't have football to talk about. I mean, they made efforts to kind of help Syracuse and those guys, but they did not have football teams. People like St. John's, Georgetown has a football team, but not very good. Villanova does not have a football team. I mean, Tulane isn't in that league, but Temple, they have a football team now, but it hadn't been good for very long. So, you know, what they see is, well, okay, we could add football, but it would take a lot of the attention away of what's going on with a lot of the other things. I mean, we forget to even talk about the fact that, you know, women's soccer was good this year, and women's lacrosse made the playoffs, and they've won skiing, they've won about as many skiing as CU. So I mean, there's a lot of teams that are, I mean, they have a lot of good teams.
To be fair, the Buffaloes have
a lot more
skiing titles.
But DU has something like, I'd put the over under just off the top of my head at between like at 4.5.
CU has the second most in the nation ever.
They have 10. 11 probably now.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, DU, it's not like they have one and they're like going, woo,
yeah,
we have
but it's
one.
Not like they're one behind either.
No, but they're...
Give CU their due.
Okay,
they're
CU.
Better.
Okay, CU's better at skiing, but that doesn't mean that DU doesn't have five.
It ain't 11.
You put your championships in a basket and I'll put my championships in a basket and we'll see what happens. Right? Is that what you want me to say?
Okay.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.